The Doll's House. Amy and Tina loved Cherry Tree Cottage. "It's the prettiest doll's house ever," said Tina. "And Molly's the best doll's owner," Amy added. "We're so lucky to live here." "One minute." "You may feel lucky," said Cordelia. "I don't." Cordelia was a beautiful doll and she knew it. She had golden curls tied up with a shiny clip and a dress that sparkled with sequins. "I don't belong here," said Cordelia. "I should be in a doll's palace, not stuck in this stuffy, boring cottage." "It's boring because you never do anything," said Amy. "You never help, clean or tidy." "I have more important things to do," snapped Cordelia, "like brushing my hair." "Please stop fighting," said Tina. And then they had to, as just then they heard Molly. The dolls rushed back to where Molly had left them and stayed as still as they could. "It's a sunny day," Molly told them, "so I'm taking you all on a picnic." She carefully picked up all the dolls and put them in her basket. "Oh dear," sighed Cordelia as Molly set them down on an old rug. "I hope my dress doesn't get dirty." "Look at your sequins and your clip," Tina whispered to cheer her up. "They're sparkling in the sun." But far above in the sky, a magpie had spotted Cordelia too. And like all magpies, she loved collecting sparkly things. The next moment, he swooped down and snatched Cordelia up in his claws. Cordelia screamed, but the magpie didn't stop. He flew on and higher and higher. At last they came to a tall tree. The magpie dropped Cordelia into a spiky nest. "Take me back to second," ordered Cordelia. The magpie shook his head. "You're mine now," he said. Then he flew away on his bright glossy wings. "Oh," cried Cordelia, "this is horrible." She spent all day in the nest, feeling lonelier and lonelier. "Please help me," she called to a passing magpie. "Only if you give me your shiny clip," said the magpie. "I'll give you anything you want," said Cordelia. "Just take me home." At Cherry Tree Cottage, Molly was putting Amy and Tina to bed. "I'll never see Cordelia again," she thought sadly. Suddenly there was a shout. "Molly," called her mother, "look who I found by the back door." And there in the palm of her hand sat Cordelia. Her curls were ragged and wild and her dress was dirty and torn. "Cordelia," cried Molly, carefully tucking her into bed, "I can't believe you're back." "Nor can I," said Amy, once Molly had left. "I thought you hated Cherry Tree Cottage." "It's no palace," Cordelia said, "but it's much better than a bird's nest. Anyway," she added sadly, "I've lost my sparkle now." "Never mind," said Amy, "at least you won't be stolen by a magpie again." There you go. Did you like that story?